you never know what that person next to you is going through. He may look great, fancy shoes, nice car, but you just never know. Well, Bernard Hare, he had none of that. He was a broker-than-broke student living on the outskirts of society in a tiny little hovel. He hadn't paid rent in months, hadn't been in touch with any of his family for a long time. When the police came calling, he wasn't sure what they were calling about. Now, this comes to us from way across the pond. They speak a little bit different over there, but give yourself a second. You'll understand.
The police called at my student hovel early evening, but I didn't answer as I thought they'd come to evict me. I hadn't paid my rent in months. But then I got to thinking, my mum hadn't been too good, and what if it was something about her? So I had to nip down the phone box. I rang home to find my mother was in hospital and not expected to survive the night. I just knew from my dad's tone of voice that my mother was going to die that night, and I intended to get home. I got to the railway station to find I'd missed the last train. The train was going as far as Peterborough, but it would terminate there. But I'd missed the connecting Leeds train by about 20 minutes.
Next train, final destination, Peterborough. Peterborough, final destination.
I bought a ticket and got on the train anyway. But I had a screwdriver in my pocket. I planned to maybe steal a car in Peterborough. Steal something, get some money, anything. If it killed me.
Ticket, please.
I fumbled for my ticket and gave it to the guard when he approached. He stamped it, but then just stood there looking at me. I'd been crying, had red eyes, and must have looked a fright. You okay? Of course I'm okay, I said. Why won't I be okay? And what's it got to do with you in any case? You look awful, he said. Is there anything I can do? You could get lost and mind your own business, I said. That'd be a big help. I wasn't in the mood for talking. But he just sat down opposite me anyway and continued to engage me. If there's a problem, I'm here to help. That's what I'm paid for. I was a big bloke in my prime, and I thought about ragging him down the aisle to get him out of my face, but somehow it didn't seem appropriate. He wasn't really doing much wrong. The only other thing I could think of to get rid of him was to tell him my story. Look, my mum's in hospital, dying. She won't survive the night. I'm going to miss my connection to Leeds at Peterborough. I'm not sure how I'm going to get home. It's tonight or never. I won't get another chance. So I'm a bit upset. I don't feel like talking, so I'd be grateful if you'd leave me alone. Okay. Okay, he said, finally getting up. Sorry to hear that, son. I'll leave you alone then. Hope you make it home in time. Then he wandered off back down the carriage back the way he came. I continued to look out of the window at the dark. 10 minutes later, he was back at my side again. Oh no, I thought, here we go again. Listen, they're going to hold the train up for you. When we get to Peterborough, shoot straight over to Platform 1, quick as you like. The Leeds train will be there. I looked at him, dumbfounded. It wasn't really registering. Come again? I said, what do you mean? Is it late or something? No, I've just radioed Peterborough. They're going to hold the train up for you. As soon as you get on, it goes. Everyone will be complaining about how late it is. But let's not worry about that on this occasion. You'll get home, and that's the main thing. Good luck, and God bless. Then he was off down the train again.
Tickets, please. Any more tickets now?
I was at my mother's side when she died in the early hours of the morning. Even now, I can't think of her without remembering the good conductor on that late night train to Peterborough. And to this day, I won't hear a bad word said about British Rail.
Understand, that goes double for us here at Snap. We will not hear a bad word spoken about British Rail either. Big thanks to Bernie Hare for sharing his story with us. It was produced by Anna Sussman.